AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's requesting nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid after the twin hurricanes that battered the eastern U.S. Sarkar Meghani has more.
First, there was Helene and then Milton. The president visited with residents and business owners after both.
And they're heartbroken and exhausted. And their expenses are piling up.
In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, the president says the aid is urgently needed. About $40 billion would go to FEMA's main disaster relief fund, which the president says would face a shortfall this budget year without more help. Republicans campaigned on cutting federal spending, so there may be some debate about parts of the president's request before the Trump administration takes over. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russia's warning the U.S. decision to let Ukraine strike targets deeper inside its territory will stoke the war and escalate international tensions. Meantime, Ukraine said Russian missiles struck Sumy in northern Ukraine and Odessa in the south, killing at least 21 people. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. Our David Koenig has details.
This is a company that's been in trouble, not made money since before the pandemic. They filed what's called a prepackaged bankruptcy. They're going to try and stay in business. They're telling customers, hey, go ahead and book flights and use your frequent flyer points like you normally would, and we'll keep paying the employees. They will reorganize and come out as a new company that's going to be owned largely by the people who hold its debt.
After a losing week last week, stocks started this one with gains, the Dow adding 55 points, or about a tenth of a percent. The S&P gained 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.6. And New York buses and subways may look a little grubbier in the coming days. The city's issued its first drought warning in 22 years, triggering water-saving measures. This is AP News. Monday Night Football, the Texans in Dallas to play the Cowboys. Sunday's highlight featured AFC powers, the Bills and Chiefs. Gene Battaglia was there.
Josh Allen did it with his arm, and he did it with his legs. A 26-yard touchdown run on a 4th-and-2 to seal the game. The Buffalo Bills giving the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the season, 30-21 the final. Tight end Dawson Knox knew his quarterback was going to make a big play.
I turn around, and Josh is fighting off a defensive lineman. Then he's up to the next level, and he's making three guys miss, scoring a touchdown. As soon as I saw him get past the line of scrimmage, I kind of knew he was scoring.
Allen also with a touchdown pass to Curtis Samuel in the win. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes in the loss. So now the race for the top seed in the AFC playoffs is on. The Chiefs are at 9-1. The Bills' record now at 9-2. Gene Battaglia, Orchard Park, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.